It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, you've heard the word shingles. You've heard about the shingles vaccine. You've heard about the pain that's caused with this condition. Well, are you at risk for it? My guest is Dr. Ann Oaklander. She's Associate Professor of Neurology at Harvard Medical School. Welcome to the show, Dr. Oaklander. Shingles. So the first thing I would like to ask you, if you have never had chickenpox, are you at risk for shingles?
That's a great question and one that I often get asked. It turns out that in the United States, most people who were adults who don't remember having had chickenpox were still exposed to it at one point, meaning that they're still susceptible to having shingles.
Okay, now our children are all getting the chickenpox vaccine, which means therein lies the virus dormant in their body. So now are they at a higher risk of getting shingles? Because now, whether or not they had chickenpox, they've gotten the vaccine.
They have, but the strain that's used is attenuated, and so they're not going to be at risk for shingles. It's us adults who were too old to get the chickenpox vaccine and who got the actual chickenpox. We're the ones at risk.
I'm so glad to hear that, because I really was confused myself, and I consider myself well-informed, but I thought that if they're getting that chickenpox vaccine that, you know, and I know it's attenuated, but I didn't know if that meant that it was really there. So shingles. My mother had it. It took the vision from her eye. It's painful. What can people do if they think they're at risk, and does stress increase that risk?
That's a great question, because it turns out that shingles is one of the most common of all neurologic diseases. And as you point out with your mother, it can lead to a number of neurological complications, not only the chronic pain that's known as postherpetic neuralgia, or PHN. Our group has brought attention to postherpetic itch, or PHI. But also, as you point out, if it affects around your eye, it can affect your vision. If you get it around your ear, it can affect your hearing. It can go into your brain. It can go into your spinal cord. So this is a serious disease by anyone's definition. I think that the problem with it has been that because it shows up as a rash on the skin, it's been viewed more as a not-so-serious skin disease rather than a neurologic disease. So it's important to mention that what you see on the skin is really just the surface of the matter, that in fact all the nerves underlying that skin and going back toward your spinal cord and your brain are also full of the virus, and that they can leave long-lasting damage.
Is it contagious?
It is contagious, but it gives people chickenpox. So why even have shingles? It's very strange that you have one virus that can cause two separate illnesses, chickenpox in kids and shingles in older people. And the answer is because shingles is the way that chickenpox has sex, if you will. What I mean by that is that after you've had chickenpox or been exposed to it, even if you don't remember being ill, that virus takes up long-lasting latency, lifelong latency, in the sensory part of your nervous system. You don't even think twice about it, but half a century later, it can reemerge and cause those blisters, similar to chickenpox, but usually only on one half of your body, in one area of your body. Why would it bother to do that? The answer is because if you have contact with children or young people who've not been exposed to the virus before, it will give them chickenpox. So yes, it is contagious, but it doesn't give other people shingles. It can give young children chickenpox.
Wow, you know, that's incredible, and what a great answer. You know, people have so many questions about shingles now. If you spot something on the side of your abdomen, or you're feeling that pressure in your head, or something, you think you've got it, what kind of doctor? You go see a neurologist? You go see your skin guy? Who do you go see?
Actually, let me just say one more thing pursuant to the last question. which is that I don't want to leave people with the impression that if you have a shingles rash, you've got to stay in your house like a hermit. You definitely should avoid young unvaccinated children. But it turns out, actually, that for the rest of us, it's good to be exposed to somebody who has a shingles rash, because what that does it'll boost our own internal immunity and help protect us from getting shingles. So everybody knows there's a new vaccine out, but for those of you who might not be able to afford it or prefer a more natural method of boosting immunity, having contact with somebody who has shingles can actually be helpful in decreasing your chances of coming down with shingles.
So go hanging around someone with shingles.
Absolutely. Be afraid. As long as you're an adult and you've had chickenpox, don't be afraid of hanging out with somebody who had shingles. Now back on to your question, which is, what if you do come down with shingles? What should you do about it? Who should you see? 2 points. Number one, shingles is really a medical emergency. And so I think it's more important that you be seen that day rather than whom you see. So a good idea would be to contact your primary care provider and say, I think I might be coming down with shingles. I need help today. And don't accept if they say, well, the doctor can see you in 2 weeks or 2 months. If that's the case and there's no one to see you, you really should go to an emergency room.
Wow.
The reason why I say this is because it's been clearly shown that going on antiviral medications, and there are currently 3 of them that are FDA approved and marketed in the U.S., as early as possible can really reduce the complication rate from shingles.
Okay, so you mentioned those 3 medications and the antivirals, and people can discuss those with their doctor. Now, home treatment. I really want to get to this part because, Dr. Oaklander, when somebody is in pain with shingles, you don't necessarily just want to be on pain meds. You know, you'd like to try some home remedies. What works? Baths, cool baths, ice. What works?
I think it's fine to take measures to improve your comfort, whether that's cool baths or an oatmeal bath. So these are all important, but I think that more important even than that is to get on these antivirals, because what they actually do is they shorten the time that you're going to be sick, and they reduce the number of blisters that you have, and they can lessen your risk of post-herpetic neuralgia by about half.
Which that post-herpetic neuralgia can go on for 6 months.
Can go on for life.
Wow. You know, and that's the thing, is that people that have had it claim that it can be so painful and so debilitating that it really can affect your quality of life completely. So really give us your best advice about shingles, preventing shingles, what we do if we've got shingles, how to get past it.
So for preventing shingles, the most important option open to older people now is to get vaccinated with the Zostavax. Most people over the age of 60 who have medical insurance will find that the vaccination is covered. It is worthwhile checking with your specific plan ahead of time, since the rules differ on all the plans. There are no major side effects of the vaccine. Like any vaccine, it can cause minor soreness in the area, but really the side effects are minimal. And it's estimated that half of Americans will get shingles by the time they're 85. So this is not some rare esoteric disease. This is something that has a 50-50 chance of hitting you, and the vaccine is safe and quite effective.
Well, it's certainly something I think about because it has been in my family, and I know how painful it was to care for my mother when she had it. So the vaccine is something we can try, and if you've had chickenpox, then you definitely are at risk. So that's what we learned today. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.